You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a ball tonight. At least I am. What a fun show. What a fun weekend tonight. It's Valentine's weekend, and we continue it now in this, our second hour. You know, we're not even halfway through yet. We continue now, though, with Kim. Kim, as you know, has really become a fan favorite over the course of the last couple of years. And I remember the first time she came on. I'd known her, it seems like, all my life. And I remember the first time she came on, I was like, my God, I didn't know she could do that good on the radio. I mean, but it was incredible. And so we're always excited we can have Kim back on. Kim, of course, is a homeschooling, home churching, and homesteading mother of six. I was joking with her just a moment ago. I said, well, last year, I was looking at the archive notes, last year was mother of five. Now it's plus one. Lacey Lynn is plus one. She's coming on after Kim this hour. So population rates and the birth rates here at TPC Nation are certainly trending in the right direction. Kim, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you so much for having me on, and I will give a plug for having the sixth baby to encourage some people, which is that this baby has probably been the easiest baby, just, you know, managing a home and having a baby. This has been the easiest by far because I have older children. So for anybody listening out there that, you know, has three kids and they're five and younger, just remember they don't stay five and younger forever, and once you get a couple extra pair of hands, It's very doable. I'm actually even able to take a nap, which is an amazing thing if I get tired because I have extra hands. So I think that's my biggest plug is to don't give up in those hard times. And as you know, there's a mom that I, you know, I'll read her thing. She's a mother of 10. And she said, just because it's hard does not mean it's bad. And so just remember during those hard times that it's our duty, it's our work. You'll get through those hard times with those little people and you know, go on to having older hands and to help you out, and it's pretty awesome. So that's my plug for many children. James, may you have triplets. So,
you well, you know, I'm married to a triplet. But
there you go.
But I have that triplet here right now. She's listening intently tonight with Keith Alexander out this evening. My wife came into the studio.
It's a
and
free seat.
It's free seat and a free headset. So anyway, Kim, well, I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, and my wife could attest to this. You'd never thought that Kim had six children. She always looks like she's ready to go to the debutante ball or something like that. But Kim, let me. I want to cover this with you very quickly because we mentioned homeschooling, home churching, homesteading. So you and your husband, when you first got married, you picked up the stakes and you moved from a state that you had a generational history in, and you moved to a rural area in a totally different state. And I talked to your husband about that one time, and he said, "You know, I did it because it's going to buy our children another generation or two." And as a parent, as a father, it's hard to argue with that. But it's like the old question. How do you go about eating an elephant? And I guess the answer is one bite at a time. But how did y'all do it? I mean, picking up stakes, moving to another part of the country, and setting up, you bought some acreage, and now you're really doing it all, homeschooling, home churching, homesteading with animals and with a garden and all of it. I mean, you're really doing it all.
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think a lot of times when people see, you know, someone has animals and six kids, and you know, they think that they got there, you know, over the weekend. This was a thought process that, you know, started when our children were little, and we looked around at a lot of areas. One thing I would say is if you're looking to move out of a state, say, God forbid you live in California, sorry, but if you're thinking about moving out of that state, start your research today. You're probably not going to be moving out of California into the Portland area. It's astronomical if you want to buy an acre of land. Same on the East Coast. I would look at, areas that obviously are affordable and preferably affordable on the husband's salary if you're a married couple. That's something that we did. We wanted to look at areas that also reflected our culture, our community, our background, faith. So we didn't want to just move to an area that we just, felt like ducks out of water. So we moved to an area where, the people, the vibe, it when you see it, when you're in it, where you think, yeah, this is just like being home. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there's a little bit, some differences here and there, but for the most part, it's the same good folk. So yeah, I would say start there. Look for, you might not even have the standard of living, say, that you're moving from, or you might even get a better place. I mean, if you're leaving California, it's amazing. We know some friends that moved from the West Coast out from away from it, from that, California and Oregon area, and you can buy a whole lot more out here. In that
Absolutely.
sense, that's a huge plus. But don't be afraid to live in a smaller home. Don't be afraid to have to maybe drive further to get to a town. I mean, all of that is worth it for the peace of mind for raising a family. Yeah.
Well, and it is true, and it's not running from anything. It's this, as a father, do you want your children to grow up in an idyllic setting where they're going to be safe, or do you want them to have to combat the rigors of a multicultural hellhole city, a third world city, like so many of our cities have become? And so it's an inspirational decision that y'all made, and I don't mind sharing with the audience that I had the opportunity to meet Kim and her husband before they were even Kim and her husband before while they were actually even before they were married. So she and her husband and my wife and I have really sort of grown up together in a way. And I met them too before this show ever even started, and we've been together ever since. So it seems as though what they've accomplished, and it's a hell of an accomplishment, it seemed to happen very gradually and then all at once, as they say. But with regards to homeschooling, Kim, I sent you this letter that came in from a listener in Virginia who mentioned you, and he writes, "I know she has shared it before, but Kim and her family seem to really have it all together, and it would be interesting to hear some of the specifics of what they do, like the homeschool curriculum, as a template for others." So let's talk about that. So you're a homeschool mom, as I said. That doesn't just That's another thing that this doesn't, that we were talking with Sarah Dye and their diary, don't just all of a sudden go out and know how to do all of these things. You have to learn it. So think about that. We'll talk about homeschooling when we come back, how you do it, how you pick the curriculum. I'll say a few more things about your kids, if you don't mind, how you home church as well. And of course, anybody who's been a regular listener of this program knows the necessity for that in some cases. Co-ops, how that works, staying focused on the mission of becoming a homemaker, and how it all works financially. We're going to get into that with Kim, and she's got some great answers for you.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Regrets? Oh, we're all going to have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're going to wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Valentine's Day weekend for sure, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards, TPC. All of these wonderful ladies, the ones you've heard already and the ones you will still hear tonight, I hope you're enjoying the show half as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you this evening. Kim, we're talking about building communities, building strong families, raising healthy children to form healthy nations. And I know you've listened to the shows that we've done in South Carolina, and we were there just a couple of weeks ago again. And this is happening across the country in pockets and in homes that you would never hear about if you relied on the establishment media for your daily bread. But this is something that you can certainly attest to, and we're bringing as many ladies as we can on tonight to give you their testimonies. But I'd asked you the question just before the break, Kim, about homeschooling. This was a question or a comment, I guess, that came in from a listener in Virginia, Mike in Virginia, saying that, I know she shared it before, but Kim and her family have it all together, or seem to have it all together. They do have it all together. And it would be interesting to hear some of the specifics of what they do, like the homeschooling curriculum as a template for others. So talk about that as you will.
Yeah, I think that if you're considering homeschooling, especially with all the COVID regulations that they're putting on our children, the masks, the vax, all of that, if you're thinking about it, do it tomorrow. If you live in a really restrictive state, move. There's still several great states that have very little regulations in regards to homeschooling, where you basically can, you can take out your child. And I know this is a crazy concept, but like, you have control over your child, and you can raise and teach your child how you would like. So that's number one. And it might require some sacrifice, but see, do whatever you can to have your wife stay at home with the kiddos, or she does work, see if she can work from home. Just there's a lot of good options there. One thing I wanted to mention, James, is that homeschooling does not have to be expensive. You can make it expensive. I mean, we have bought some programs that kind of made me sweat a little bit. They were expensive, but I'll give you a perfect example of that. If you are homeschooling and you have a child that's 16 or older, you can enroll them online. There's multiple online classes that they can take, and they can be pricey. There's a big homeschooling website called Apologia. They have all kinds of science and math curriculum. They are wonderful. If you do a live class, you're going to be paying a lot of money. It is wonderful, though. However, if you have a 16-year-old, your child, go down to the local junior college and see if they have dual credit classes. Okay, these are about $200. You can do them at home, a lot of them. You can do online classes. And at the end, they'll have a college credit. And it shows you that, you know, even though I've been doing this for a long time, I didn't know about this until I had a friend of mine. I was kind of kvetching about how expensive some of these classes were. And she said, oh, really? Well, my kid's taking physics down at the junior college for like $175. And I felt really dumb, but I learned that, you know, sometimes you have to look into these resources that you didn't really think about. You know, and they're in just as far as other curriculum goes, you know, there's Bob Jones University. They have some great, solid, conservative curriculum, facts and math. If you're worried about your kids not having friends or a community, look around you for a homeschool co-op. They are everywhere. You might need to investigate a few of them because they're going to vary as far as what you're looking for, as far as, you know, religious-wise or conservative-wise. But there are wonderful choices out there. There's a big one that's very popular. It's called Classical Conversations. It is just, it gives them a lot of good fundamentals. And there's just so many options, James. And I have to say, I have been doing this now for, I don't know, probably homeschooling now for like 12 years or so. But it's fun. I mean, every year when we start up again, I get excited about, you know, putting the new curriculum together, going through things.
It is exciting.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's always, and whatever you messed up with the year before, I don't know if you're like this, Danny, but you can say, Lord, forgive me for not teaching my children about the pilgrims, but this year we're going to make it right.
We're going to do it. I also wanted to say, say for those who are wanting to homeschool and are fearful of the expense of the curriculum, they do have resale pages and you can buy used curriculum for much cheaper. That's what we do.
Well, I can tell you both, and I can tell everyone listening, it's much cheaper than giving your children over to Moloch.
Right.
School system. And Kim, this was a problem I knew I was going to run into you because you're such a great guest. There's always so much to cover with you. I was going to cover home churching, but you got to understand, hey, that was the early church. The early church was home churches. They were all underground. That's where we're going to have to go to find any sort of spiritual nourishment. You're not going to find it in the churches right now anyway. And there's co-ops for that as well. With regards to the acculturation and the sociability of homeschoolers, I will tell you about Kim's kids. They are sharp. They play instruments. They can fix things. They can do things. They built a working trebuchet to defend the homestead. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They do these things. And every time I see them, I was like, okay, well, we're going to visit with Kim's kids today. Well, I'll learn something about history. I'll learn something about the South. I'll learn something about World War II. Kim, we only have 2 minutes left. And that is not nearly enough time for this question. Staying focused, I'll combine them and give you the remaining time. We could have gone a full hour with you, but staying focused on the mission of being a homemaker and money saving tips for large families during this time of inflation. That's sort of that's two different things, but I'll give you the final word on it. And I will say this. They do it all on one income. Kim, her husband works, and Kim does the work at the home. So you can do this on one income and you can thrive on one income. But take it away, Kim. Final word to you.
Okay, I'll try to be quick on the money saving tips as things get expensive. This kind of blew my mind. Meat prices went up 20% from October 2020 to October 2021. 20%. So I think all moms feel it. Danny, probably when you go to the store, you notice it. So if you can, invest in a deep freezer. You can even buy one used. We bought a used one, and we had a repairman put a few parts in it, and we don't buy individual meat at the store. Occasionally, you know, I might pick up, you know, chicken or something special. But for the most part, we get a half cow butchered or a whole cow. You can look at Craigslist. You can look at Facebook Marketplace for someone that is raising a grass-fed cow. And you're going to get the meat for considerable cheaper, and it's also local. You're supporting a real person. And that's probably my number one as far as bulk meat goes. There's a wonderful company called Azure Standard, and they sell bulk natural or organic foods at considerable discount. And you know, you can buy your oatmeal, your rice, your potatoes from there. If you have an Aldi, I love Aldi.
Yes.
Aldi has wonderful dairy prices, and for your cheeses and your butters, you cannot beat going to Aldi. Also, if you have a discount grocery store in your area, some people, if you live around Amish or Mennonite, they will have, say, an Amish discount store or a Mennonite discount store, and you can go in there. And things that might be gently expired, if they're in a can, people, and it's, you're not gonna kill yourself eating a 2-day-old can of beans. So check out those discount grocery stores.
Oh, my goodness! I told Kim when we started, I said we need an hour. It's not gonna be enough time, and it wasn't. But I guess the stay focused on the mission of being a homemaker. You stay focused on your calling, and Kim, you and the ladies tonight have a calling. Men have a calling. You have a calling. And together, we can make things happen, and we can make great people. We are people. We'll be back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the Republican National Committee for censuring GOP lawmakers, Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, investigating January 6.
The issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC.
Representative Elise Stefanik of New York.
My reaction is the RNC has every right to take any action.
The censure vote was held in Salt Lake City, Utah, last week. Former Vice President candidate Sarah Palin and her defamation lawsuit against the New York Times newspaper continues in the Big Apple. Palin claims the editorial defamed her by falsely suggesting a connection between her politics and a 2011 mass shooting in Arizona that wounded Representative Gabby Giffords. James Bennett, the former New York Times editorial page editor, said Tuesday that he was at fault. USA Radio News.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Vermont lawmakers, following the lead of their constituents, have written a law guaranteeing abortions in the Green Mountain State.
Vermont lawmakers voted Tuesday to move forward on a constitutional amendment that would guarantee the right to abortion and contraception. It's the first amendment of its kind in the U.S. Proposition 5 now heads to Governor Phil Scott, who signaled his support for the measure and is required to give public notice before it appears on the ballot in November. Voters in Vermont, where 70% of people say abortion should be legal in all or most cases, are expected to approve it. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's husband, Chastin, criticized a Florida bill that addresses conversations teachers will have with their students about gender and sexual orientation. Chastin on MSNBC says this bill would kill kids.
But it's true. I know myself what it feels like to have trauma start at a very young age when people tell you you don't belong.
USA Radio News.
I've been a searching on this big wide world. Now finally I've found my
candy.
It's sugar and spice and everything nice this weekend here on TPC. It's the ladies' night, the annual Valentine's Day broadcast. What a fun time it is. I look forward to this show every year. It's among our special events on the broadcasting calendar, along with a couple of others that are coming up right around the corner. March Around the World, where we feature international guests and only international guests during the month of March as we check the pulse of our kinsmen across Europe and Australia and Canada, wherever our people may reside. And then our Confederate History Month series in April. But the Valentine's Day show with the ladies, very special. And we've got another special lady for you right now, Lacey Lynn, the former Eagle Form activist, the former YouTuber, and current full-time homemaker, and, again, homeschooling mother of three. I've had to, as I told Kim just a moment ago, had to update all of the archive notes because of all these ladies who continue to have kids. The birth rate here in TPC Nation is certainly rising. Lacey, great to have you back tonight.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I hate to call you a former YouTuber because I enjoyed your channel so much, but for good reason, you are a former YouTuber. Why don't you go ahead and take a quick lap around the block, a quick bragging lap. If you go ahead and brag a little. I don't mind. What have you been up to in the last year?
Well, I did quit YouTube so I could have another baby. The only issue with having babies so young, because I had my first two a decade ago, was I started to do the math and I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have an empty nest at the age of 40. And that's too young to have an empty nest, I think. And I don't want to be done having kids by then. So it was planned. It was premeditated. We got her done and I had two boys and now I have a little girl. So I'm really excited to have a girl, and I mean, I would have been thrilled to have another boy as well, but now I get to watch Phyllis Schlafly with her, and I'm really excited to show her all the things.
Oh, you got to turn your mic on. My wife is in here tonight, Lacey. Here, well, that mic is the one with the kink in it. All right, try again. If it doesn't work, I'll give you mine. That's not working. All right, here you go.
I was just going to say congratulations, and she's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, I was going to say something until I got distracted by my wife over here, and I'm sure it will come back to me exactly what that was, but well, you've had another baby, so that's fantastic. Let's talk about retro culture, if we can, Lacey, because you embody that in the best possible way. So retro culture in this degenerate and decaying day and age in which we've been born into, the benefits of a traditional life and how such a lifestyle helps us navigate that current cultural decline.
How does retro culture help us navigate the decline today?
Yeah, I mean, retro culture and how it can be healthy for a family, how it can be healthy within the walls of a home compared to that which the society at large is thrusting upon us.
Right. Well, I am going to be the typical trad wife here and point to my husband. He said something that I really love, and I don't know if he came up with it himself, but he said, you can't change the world, but you can change your world. And I really like that. When we have this burden on us, you know, to go out and, you know, as they say, like red pill the normies and try to vote our way out of our situation, or, you know, we feel like we can control and we don't have that control ultimately. I mean, it's God's, but we can, in our own household, every day live out our values, whether that be modest dress or cooking from scratch or, you know, just those little things about vintage, retro, whatever you want to call it, culture that create a peaceful home life, to where you can pour into your children and you can pour into your husband as a wife. So when they go out in the harsh world out there, they have the toolkit that they need at home to deal with that world out there. And that's what I really love about being a wife and mother, is I can't control out there, but I can give my kids what they need to eventually go out there and have the best possible chance that they can have. And with raising boys, that is, I think about, you know, being against feminism, being against no-fault divorce, being against false rape accusations, you know, all the things that I know as a mother of boys that they may have to one day deal with, and giving them the toolkit that they need to go out there and deal with that anti-white, anti-male, anti-Christian world really starts in the home. And those little things help build on it. You know, a nice warm meal, mom and dad dancing in the living room, just that simple vintage pleasurable life that you can create at home.
Well, it can certainly be created at home, and it is created in the homes of the women we are featuring tonight. And they're not the only ones. That's the thing. I mean, this is something, obviously it's not necessarily commonplace, because we're fighting against a system that has sacked all of our institutions. But if you believe you're the only one, you're very wrong in that. And you were mentioning some suppers, Lacey. If you don't mind me sharing this recollection, my wife is here, so I think she'll appreciate this story. We had the opportunity to receive an invitation from you and your husband to join you for a Valentine's Day supper just last year, and we went down there. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't think Lacey's been on the show, if I'm not mistaken, since we were down there last year. It was just a wonderful night, and I'll share with you a little joke. There was about six different couples, I believe, maybe 12, 14 people there at that dinner that you had at your home. And when I walked in, it was a local group, and I was coming in from out of town. And she said, "This is James, and he's a very famous." And then you jokingly used one of the pejoratives that our enemies used to describe me. And then everybody, if you remember, everybody started applauding. And it was just some of the finest couples I've ever had the opportunity to meet. And that was just there in your local area. And I think that was sort of something I'm seeing here nationwide, in that things are changing, trends are changing. This has been a recurring topic on this program, in so much as that, you know, to get applause for that joke, that's not an anomaly anymore. People are coming around. Are you seeing that more and more in your daily life, Lacey?
I am, and it was wonderful having y'all over, and we need to do it again. That was a fun night. I do see a lot of communities, and even if it's not specifically nationalist or you know, far righters, whatever, I don't know what we're called these days, but even if it's not specifically that, it's church communities. And we belong to, we started going to a new church in 2020, and we belong to a great community there. And I am surprised how I want to say conservative, but I don't mean in the modern sense of the word. I mean true traditional conservative those people are. And it's really surprising. We found a really good church. Our neighborhood has a really great community. I am seeing little pockets of communities around, and I'm really glad to see, you know, because when you're online, you talk about, you know, what we really need to do is create communities, and I am seeing that.
Well, you put a fracture in the dam, and then the whole thing can come down, and I think that those fractures and those fault lines are beginning to present themselves, and I got to say one more thing about that night. It was a great night. Entirely worth the trip from Memphis, but Lacey was in her apron, of course. Just a spectacular evening. Everything from the place settings, which I had to take a picture of, to the various courses of the meal were simply outstanding. Now, do you feed your husband like that every night, Lacey? Tell us the truth.
Do I feed him boeuf bourguignon every night? Actually,
I was going to ask you, what did we have that night? Remind us of that, because I can't pronounce it.
It was Julia Child's boeuf bourguignon. It's actually a very simple stew that cooks in the oven, so it's kind of like a slow cooking crock pot thing, but with a Dutch oven in the oven, so not that intimidating.
That's not all we had. We had a beautiful dessert. We had a couple of courses. Well, folks, if you weren't there, I can't describe it. It was just that good. But we got to take a break. We'll be back. A very important topic with Lacey, and one that we've never covered before on this show. Very interesting to me. Stay tuned for that.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Do 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 ba 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 bo do ba she down down do ba 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 bo do ba she down down do ba 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 bo do ba she down down do ba 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 bo do ba. I'm living right next door to an angel, and I just found out today. I'm living right next door to an angel, and she only lives a house away.
That's world-class doo-wopping there by Neil Sedaka. That is Next Door to an Angel, singing, of course, about the quintessential girl next door. Some of the lyrics go on to read, "Since I saw her this morning, I'm on cloud number 9. There's a Garden of Eden at the house next door to mine. I took a look, and oh, what a shock to find a little bit of heaven right on the block. I'm living right next door to an angel, and I'm going to make that angel mine." Well, happy Valentine's Day again, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody out there. Those girls next door, those wholesome examples of femininity do still exist. And that is a topic we're going to be talking about with the one and only Lacey Lynn, who, like my wife and like others featured tonight, was no doubt that type of woman back some years ago. Lacey, I have two daughters and a son. You have two sons and a daughter. Kim, who was just on before you, has five sons and a daughter. Courtney, who's coming on a little bit later, has a boy and a girl. Obviously, the other ladies featured tonight are mothers too. Sarah mentioned earlier, three boys. So there are this community and these families that are out there, and they are going to be needing to find the proper spouses to continue this until society changes. We need to be doing everything we can to make sure that the world doesn't get our children. We have not talked about arranged marriages on this program before, but it is an idea that I have strongly considered and is certainly not out of date as far as I'm concerned. Arranged marriages between Christian nationalist families. That is something that you specifically wanted to talk about tonight.
Yes. So I don't know if I didn't do the math as quickly as you were saying how many kids there were, but I'm thinking, you know, if we can do the math and there's a mate for each person, then we can get on that. But, so when you think about arranged marriages in the past, most people think about the aristocracy. They think about bloodlines and they think about, names and surnames and wanting, you know, the royal family, keeping it in the family or furthering, you know, nobility, right? But what you don't think about, which actually did happen, was people with a lack of resources getting two families together and the pairing the children off to share resources. So it wasn't just the aristocracy, it was also people who were impoverished, and most of the time it was the resources they lacked were food and money. So when you think about modern times, what are the resources that are important to us as Christians, as nationalists, as traditionalists, as right-wingers? It's one thing that's really important to me is that my sons, like I just mentioned in the last segment, marry somebody who is not going to divorce them. So when you think about divorce rates, and I've looked it up, the statistics, you know, we hear in these circles and some men's rights circles, anti-feminist circles, 75 to 80% of all divorces are initiated by a woman. And that number jumps up to 90% if she's college educated. So I'm just looking around and I see these mothers of young daughters going off, sending their daughters off to college. And I'm just checking off like, nope, we're not doing that family. But that those are resources that, you know, we're lacking is choices for our children where marriage is going to be a priority for them. The girl is raised in a home where she's going to be taught how to be a wife and mother. The boys raised in a home that he's going to be taught to be a husband and a father. And if we pull together and pull our resources, which are important to us and that we're lacking in this day and age, that can recreate that old, what it used to look like when families did that out of necessity. And I think that we are in a situation right now where we are not going to get another outcome for our children rather than to pair them up with families where we can share those resources, if you want to call
them. Well, and just the ladies featured tonight, Lacey, as you were commenting on, there's quite a roster of children there that are going to be at some point in the not too distant future looking for partners. And That's just with the people that are on the show tonight, not nearly including our entire listening audience, and not nearly including the people outside of our listening audience who believe just as we do. And I guess I should say that I have more concern for my son than my daughters. My son will have to, of course, go out and find work and provide for a family in a way that a man does. Because, of course, you know, I chose the path of working for a cause. So there's not a lot of generational wealth there to provide for. You know, there's no trust fund babies in our family, I guess, is another way that I'm looking at it, because I chose this path rather than the path that would have led to more prosperity. I'm very glad I did this. This is a life worth living, and it's an example that I want to set for my children. But my son will have to go out and do this in the world. But for my daughters, Lacey, my greatest hope for them is that they will find an appropriate husband. That is my greatest dream for my daughters. And I have, you mentioned before you had the two sons, and then a decade apart you had your third, your daughter. And my wife and I mean, there's no set schedule to it, I guess. We went on the every 5-year plan, which I guess is a little peculiar in and of itself. We have an 11-year-old daughter, a 7-year-old son, and then we have a 15-month-old. So about every 5 years we have a kid. But for my daughters, though, to find a husband who is of similar mind and to lead God and direct her, and so she can have children that will continue these sorts of families that we're talking about tonight. That is my greatest dream for my daughters. And I think that's the best that they could ever want to be, to be a mother and a nurturer and a wife, and to do these things. This is what replicates nations. And so that's that as far as that is concerned. And people sometimes will email me and say, well, I hope you're not teaching your children to believe the way that you do. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I teach my children and I raise my children to believe exactly the same way that I do. And so for my daughters, that is my greatest hope, that they will marry well and that they will marry men in this community.
Oh, yes. I've gotten it, too, just, you know, since having a daughter or finding out that she was a girl. People assume, you know, that I'm going to indoctrinate her, and it's always said sort of in jest, because I'm not public anymore, so if I get those emails, I don't even look at them. But a little thing that my husband and I have thought of, that you and your wife need to think of, is that when you talk about specifically finding a husband for your daughter, remember that, now being Christian, we do believe that a woman needs to follow her husband, right? So he's the spiritual leader of the house. So what we're thinking of is, it is a little bit easier for the boys. And they will be the leaders of their house. So it's not like we have to approve of whatever denomination or religion or whatever she was, that girl was brought up in. But to find a boy who will eventually be my daughter's husband, she will have to follow in his leadership. So he's got to be top notch. So that we've got our work cut out for us. But that's something to think about when you say wanting to instill the values that you have in your daughter. I mean, I definitely will as well. And one of those things is I want her to follow her husband and submit to his leadership. So he's got to be really nice.
Well, to win the hearts of any of our daughters, to win the hands of any of our daughters, I mean, it's going to take a top-notch guy. And believe me, I will be protecting that with shotgun at hand. And so that's, yeah, you're going to have to meet a very high bar, but that's okay. You need to have high standards. You need to be discriminating. And so we need parents who are raising children to be that way. And then we need to certainly lead God and direct our children to seek out spouses who are compatible. And so, but again, just on the show tonight, there's a little community there just amongst the women featured tonight and the children that they have had. There's enough to start a township. And so this is just one show and just a handful of ladies. And you can extrapolate that. And there are people out there. Don't lose hope. This is, I guess, the point. Don't lose hope, folks. They can have the world. They will not have our homes. And as long as we can endure and as long as we can hold out, that gives hope for a better tomorrow. And it only takes a few to do that. The rest of it will sell itself. Lacey, final word to you.
Well said. Definitely. We need to... we need to recreate this community and this nation and repopulate and further our values and our people. So that's, in my opinion, that's the way to do it.
Well, you're doing it well, my friend, and you're doing it with fantastic suppers as well. Keep doing what you're doing. My best to you, your husband, and your children. Let's talk again soon. God bless you. Radio Network.
Okay.